Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today I want to give you some thoughts on the first day of creation. We're going to turn to Genesis. You know, I am a literalist. I believe God created all of our existence in 6 days, just as it is given to us in Genesis. But I also believe there's more to this story. It was Jesus who, by the way, according to the Gospel of John, is the one God used to create our existence. And he told his disciples in John 16:12, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now." Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not claiming to speak for Christ, not at all. But I do want to give you some things to consider, which I hope you'll hear me on and be motivated to do your own studying about. Genesis 1:1. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." First, God does not create chaos. "For thus says the Lord," this is from Isaiah 45:18. "For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain." Now, in the Hebrew, that word vain is tohu. It means formless, a place of chaos. Goes on, "who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other." What God creates is good. In fact, that's his own declaration. As we see it in Eden, it is perfect and beautiful. "Thus I am convinced that," quote, "in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." In that condition, yeah, it was good. It was fully formed, complete, and beautiful. That's because this is the character of our God. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus speaking, we read in Luke 10:18, "And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." Now, many commentators assert that this was because the 70 disciples had just returned to Jesus joyful because the demons were subject to their authority. I'd say that's a big maybe. The question remains, how did the demons end up on earth in the first place? If Satan fell like lightning, suddenly and with violence, at this time, or as a result of this event, we have a problem because there he is in Eden and throughout man's history. No, I suggest Jesus saw this fall long before. For even the prophet Isaiah wrote about it in Isaiah 14:12. He said, "How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations?" And from the book of Job, the oldest book in the Bible, we read in Job 1:6-7, "Now there came a day," there was a day rather, "when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth and walking back and forth on it." So I'll suggest that Jesus was possibly referring to Genesis 1:2, which says the earth was, or equally translated, became without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. You see, yes, that word translated was means equally became. And because Isaiah said God didn't create the earth, tohu and bohu, an indistinguishable ruin, to create the earth in that condition Well, it might agree with the evolutionist, but it is not the character of our God. I suggest that Satan's fall caused the devastation on our planet that once was beautiful and probably full of life. He caused the ruin. The earth became formless and void, tohu vabohu, and darkness covered everything. And there we see the Spirit of God hovering, which literally means brooding, over it all. And this verbiage implies that the Godhead was about to engage in bringing a new birth. And thus we have recorded the first creative act. Genesis says, "Then God said, let there be light. And there was light." That was verse 3. This is wonderfully analogous to what God does by Jesus Christ to the ruined soul of man, to the soul made tohu and bohu by sin and its loathsome darkness. The Apostle John recorded, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men," John 1:4. And Jesus told his disciples, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." And God saw the light, this is verse 4, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. This is fascinating. For it was the light that was good, not the darkness, not the light and darkness, just the light. Nevertheless, he didn't destroy or cast out the darkness. He separated it. He divided the light from it. In the physical sense, it could be that this is when the planet began to rotate again on its axis. Spiritually, this is analogous to being born again Christians with the light of the Spirit of Christ living in their souls, having to exist in dark, sinful flesh bodies until freed by death. And finally, verse 5, God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. So the Spirit brooded, and the Godhead began a restorative creation with light. And God calls it day. I suppose he could have just called light, light, and darkness, darkness, but he gives them identities, day and night. And he uses them both as both physical and spiritual points of reference. He says, "I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and saved. I have proclaimed. And there was no foreign God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Indeed, before the day was, I am he. And there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work, and who will reverse it?" That's Isaiah 43, verse 11 through 13. Another point of reference, we also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. 2 Peter 1:19. And then there's, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work." John 9:4. "But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles because there's no light in him." John 11:12. "And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there." Revelations 21:25. And finally, "There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." Revelations 22:5. Yeah, the first day is, or was, a wonderful creative act and a foreshadowing of God's plan. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust Him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of His grace today.